KQED.
We start our show with a man on a mythological mission. His name is Ahmet Üstünel. He lives in San Francisco, and he has a dream. He wants to return to his homeland of Turkey and take a big journey on a tiny kayak across the Bosphorus Strait, one of the busiest shipping channels in the world. Think enormous freighters and his little human-powered boat. But as the California Report's Laura Clivens tells us, he faces a unique challenge that will make it much harder for him.
Ahmet Üstünel grew up in Istanbul, which straddles the Bosphorus Strait.
So I was always close to the water. You know, I grew up on a fishing boat, fishing with my dad.
When he was a teenager, Üstünel was on the ferry a lot. He lived on the Asian side of the strait, and his high school was on the other side, in Europe. After boarding the ferry, Üstünel liked to buy tea and sesame bread and take it outside on the deck. He'd stand at the railing, feeling the spray of the water on his face and listening for nearby boats. Üstünel has been blind since he was 3 years old.
And I used to think that, you know, one day this strait, Bosphorus, should be more accessible to blind swimmers, blind surfers, or sailors. So people, you know, should be able to see blind people, using boats around.
Üstünel lost his sight because of eye cancer, but it never kept him away from the water. He spent summers swimming in the Black Sea, where his grandmother had a house. Now he's 37, and he still loves being on the water. But now he wants to do it on his own terms, to steer his own boat. He remembers a Greek myth he learned back in high school. It's about a blind navigator.
And there was this blind king called Phineas. And he used to live on the north side of the Bosphorus. His mission was guiding sailors in the dark safely to Black Sea from Mediterranean. So I thought, wow, you know, this guy is cool. So we should continue this tradition. So.
When he was in college, Üstünel met an American woman who he eventually married. After moving to San Francisco, they started kayaking in a two-person boat, and she would steer. This year, Üstünel won a $25,000 prize for blind or visually impaired adventurers. Now he has the money to buy the right kayak and the instruments he needs. So how do you kayak if you can't see? The first thing is to use your other senses. Üstünel says they're full of information.
The direction of the current, smell of the land, plants or flowers, people, construction sounds, cars, the wind.
To cross the Bosphorus, Üstünel will have to kayak just 3 miles. But the strait is one of the busiest shipping channels in the world. The water's dangerously crowded with huge freighters and tankers alongside small ferries and fishing boats. And the currents are strong. So Üstünel needs gadgets that tell him exactly where he is and what's around him. He's been practicing all over, up north in Tamales Bay and in the San Francisco Bay. Today, he's launching on the calm waters of San Francisco's tiny Lake Merced. He rolls a suitcase to the end of the dock and pops it open. Inside, there's a black and yellow kayak, neatly folded up. After inflating the boat, Üstünel takes his white and red cane and sticks it on the back, like a flagpole.
Yeah.
What do you want it to say? Like, what? Why put this out?
So, don't run me over.
Is it also a pride, or is it mostly just
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm a blind guy kayaking, you know, raising awareness, also, you know, symbolic thing.
Life jacket? Check. Water shoes? Check. 2 backup cell phone batteries? Check.
Okay, so now I'm in. Let me see.
He pushes off. On the other side of the lake, there's a loud road. Üstünel steers towards the sound.
So I'm moving towards the street.
And then he pulls out his smartphone. Like all his devices, he has it set to play at double speed for maximum efficiency.
Ariadne GPS. Speed 0.6 kilometers, 245 degrees southwest, 246 degrees southwest. Direction of movement on the 192 degrees south.
Okay, so I'm going to head south. So I will take the street on my right and keep going south.
One GPS is on his phone. The other is attached to his kayak, just behind his seat. He calls that one Mr. Beep. It beeps slowly and steadily if Üstünel is on track. And another way if he's drifting. His kayak is powered by foot pedals. That keeps his hands free to work with all his devices. There's a sonar that fishermen use to find fish. Ustinel uses it to scan the water. When he's really in a pinch, Ustinel opens an app on his phone, kind of like Periscope. It connects him to a sighted person, a volunteer who could be anywhere in the world, who looks through the camera on his phone and sees for him.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I am on a kayak on a lake, and yes. I want to know what's around me. I hear a street on my right. Can you see the street?
That might just be the contrast. It's very dark.
It's very dark?
Just because the lake and the sky are so bright.
Oh, okay.
There does appear to be something moving there that might be cars.
Okay. The tools he's using are prototypes. Ustinel is providing feedback to engineers who will tweak the devices so other people who are blind can use them too. And helping people who are blind is what he does in his day job. He teaches visually impaired students in San Francisco public schools.
So how was your test?
Today he's working with Ethan, who's 15.
Ethan, I have a news for you. So you remember the letter you wrote to the supervisor?
Ethan is pushing the city to make an intersection accessible to blind people.
We should probably say something like, Dear Mayor's Office on Disability Personnel,
In part, Ustinel says he teaches because when he was young, he had trouble finding role models. He took whatever he could get, even mythological Greek kings. Now times have changed, and it's much easier to find blind heroes. They're walking around us every day. Or maybe they're kayaking on a nearby lake. Just look for the white-tipped cane jutting out the back. For the California Report, I'm Laura Clivens.